AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's new supreme leader is vowing to keep up attacks in his first statement since being appointed. An Iran news anchor read the statement from Supreme Leader Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei. He said the lever of closing the Strait of Hormuz must certainly continue to be used as well. Studies have also been conducted on opening other fronts in which the enemy has little experience and would be highly vulnerable. He also told Gulf Arab nations to shut down U.S. bases, that the promise of U.S. protection is nothing more than a lie. The statement signaled a willingness to continue the war. Khamenei has not been seen in public since the start of the war. Israel believes he was wounded in the early days of the fighting. Outdated intelligence likely led to the deadly U.S. missile strike on an elementary school in Iran. 165 people were killed, many of them children. Here's the AP's Lisa Dwyer.
That's according to individuals briefed on findings of a preliminary U.S. military investigation. Now, dozens of Democratic senators are demanding answers from the Trump administration on whether the U.S. was in fact culpable. Earlier this week, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt walked back initial comments by President Donald Trump, indicating that Iran was responsible for the deadly strike.
I know there's been a lot of speculation in the media about who may be responsible for this. We're not going to get ahead of the Department of War and the conclusion of that investigation.
Democratic senators are also raising concerns about the hollowing out of a congressionally mandated office set up specifically to reduce civilian casualties. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oil prices have jumped to $100 per barrel. Stocks open lower. The Israeli military is warning people in a large area of Lebanon to leave their homes, saying it will act against Iran-backed Hezbollah. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Hui Zhongwu reports China's National People's Congress is focusing on high tech and has passed an ethnic unity law.
China's ceremonial legislature just concluded their meeting for the year. So most important for China's future is the five-year economic plan. And that plan, while talking about boosting consumer spending, focuses on providing spending for high-tech industries. Outside observers will pay most attention to the law on promoting ethnic unity. That law is requiring all segments of Chinese society to promote ethnic unity. Critics worry that this cements China's push for assimilation for its 55 ethnic minorities, of which the most concerning are for the Uyghurs, Tibetans, and Inner Mongolian.
Academics and observers say the new provision represents a setback for the identity of ethnic minorities because it mandates the use of Mandarin Chinese in compulsory education. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Think your furnace quote's too high? It probably is. Get a free second opinion from Sears Heating and Cooling, your Central Ohio heating experts. Get the right recommendation, not just the most expensive one. Sears Heating and Cooling, 75 years as your partner in comfort. SearsHeatingCooling.com.
Running a business means checking a lot of boxes.
Let's see, payroll, check. Inventory, check. Insurance, ugh.
Good thing Simply Business makes getting small business insurance fast and easy. Check insurance off your list at simplybusiness.com.